Welcome to Come Follow Me Daily in 5 Minutes or Less. My name is Malia.
And this is Jose.
Episode 71, Blessings from Heaven.
How was the man at the temple blessed differently than he was expecting? How have we seen Heavenly Father's blessings come to us in unexpected ways?
Acts 3. Now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. And a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple, who seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked an alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, Look on us. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God.
Peter and John went to the temple for prayer at the ninth hour, which was 9 hours after sunrise. At one of the temple gates, they encountered a lame man seeking money. Peter and John fastened their eyes upon him and said, Look on us. Elder Bruce R. McConkie of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles explained, Peter said with majestic simplicity, Look on us. That is, exercise your faith in that which we, as ministers of Christ, are about to do in his name and power. Because the lame man exercised faith and looked, he was healed. Though the lame man at the gate of the temple was begging for money, Peter gave him something much more valuable. Elder Jeffrey R. Holland of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, while he was serving as the Dean of Religious Instruction at Brigham Young University, explained, Peter had no money, but he had riches. Such as he had included every key to the kingdom of God on earth, priesthood power to raise the dead, faith to strengthen bones and sinews, a strong right hand of Christian fellowship. He could not give silver or gold, but he could give that which was always purchased, without money and without price. And he gave it. Will you see that picture now of that noble soul, that chiefest of the apostles, perhaps with his arms around the shoulders of this man, and saying, Now, my good man, have courage. I will take a few steps with you. Let's walk together. And I assure you that you can walk. Because you have received a blessing by the power and authority that God has given us as men, his servants. Then the man leaped with joy. You cannot lift another soul until you are standing on higher ground than he is. You must be sure, if you would rescue the man, that you yourself are setting the example of what you would have him be. You cannot light a fire in another soul unless it is burning in your own soul. Now discuss with your family, how have you seen Heavenly Father's blessings come to you in unexpected ways? And that's it for this episode of Come Follow Me Daily in 5 Minutes or Less.